Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Welcome again to Moments of Conversation with yours truly, Marin Afua. I want to thank everyone that's joined me on this beautiful morning. I know it's beautiful here, but it's awfully cold, but we're going to be okay. And so we're going to move past that moment of acknowledgement of the weather. And remember that we're warm inside. We're filled with everything we need, and everything will be great because we are great. And so we exude greatness, and greatness surrounds us. On this morning's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. We're going to be kind of doing a couple of topics on this morning. But one of the great things I want to talk about is just, I know this is the time of the season when a lot of us tend to, you know, kind of get into a state of little sadness state, and, you know, we're indoors more. But I want to encourage you to let some light in from the outside. Open up the windows, even if it's just for 20 minutes a day, or maybe go and stand in the doorway to receive that. Open up a curtain so that you can still have that relationship with the sun and the sun rays, and making sure that our bodies, sun gazing is an important thing to do year round, because it's something about the way that the sun just ignites our bodies, the way that it creates a moment of energy and begins to work on the cellular level in our lives. So let's begin to work on that and remember to take in some of the sun as we're going into this transition into the sleeping time or the nurturing time of the earth. We want to be able to nurture ourselves, but also continue to take in sunlight and to eat properly, to making sure we're balanced and we're having the essential items like vitamin D and E and B in our bodies and moving forward. So that's my mama lesson today. That's my lesson today that I wanted to share with you guys just very briefly, because I know that that's something that we tend to do. We tend to hide out as the time gets colder, the days get shorter, or they say longer. I'm not sure which one. To me, they seem shorter, extra long, I should say, now that the time has shifted back here in the States. So, anyway, well, welcome again. This is Moments of Conversation. No, I'm not. I haven't turned into a dietitian or a health person, but I do believe in taking good care of yourself and making sure that what we're doing for our bodies is the maximum level of effort and efficiency to bring about the best result, which is longevity in our lives. I mean, none of us are looking to check out sooner than necessary. So let's just take care of time and be able to enjoy ourselves and know that we are truly in awe of our existence. So with that, we're going to ask that we take in our deep breath on today and blow it out. Yes, that's what we're doing on today. Just resting in the moments of existing, that place where we are right now, because that's what matters, because what's pouring into us right now, what we are allowing to rest within us, is nothing outside of who we are in the greatest form, with the greatest result, with the maximum result, uninhibited. Yes. That's who we are. So there's no need for us to get into a chaotic situation. We are reaming in our true reality, our reality that is filled with our own perceptions for our lives, filled with faith and love and happiness and success and abundance and liberation to pursue a future that you've visualized over and over again, a future that is without agony, without doubt, without fear, without frustration, but is totally about your talents, your ability, your appearance, and the type of people you want to share that with you. That's what the reality is at this moment. We are striving to get there. We're releasing everything that we can that is inhibiting us from having our true reality. I often talk about, and I say often on the show, that's not my reality. We have to really get to that place of understanding and application and acknowledgement that a lot of things that we are experiencing are not our reality. They are simply things that are placed in front of us, and the past has occurred, and the future yet to wait, but at this present moment, you create the reality, and this reality that you create right now will extend into your future, and it will stay there. This is the efforts that we're taking on today, enjoying the moment, this time that we can take in a deep breath and refortify ourselves, restore ourselves to revisualize and revisit those things that make up our true reality, our reality that is not in reaction to the expectations of others, our reality that is not about the financial losses that we've had, our reality that is filled with motivation and inspiration and encouragement that tells us that after everything we've experienced, we're still here. We haven't gone anywhere. And that through it all, we have survived because we are survival. We are. We become that. Survival is a noun. We become that. We become the one who is able to go beyond the expectations of ourselves and of others and relish that moment. We begin to understand that we want to begin our journey and activate our personal visions and destinies and purpose to not keep helping others without helping ourselves, to remind us that we are connected to the source of all. So whatever we need, whether it's healing, whether it's forgiveness or to extend forgiveness and healing, that's what we draw in for our true reality. So it is that type of hope that I'm speaking with you on today, helping you feeling more connected, not disconnected, understanding that these words and these sentiments are going to lead you back to a place of remembrance, a place where you were designed and destined to embrace. It is at that place that you will be able to live out your true reality, purpose, destiny, and have fulfillment in your life at the level you desire it to be. Not the level I expected or someone else, but you, based upon your interaction, your oneness with the source, the creator. So I often say not my reality, because there's a part of me inside that I've learned to listen to, that internal voice that tells me when something needs to be negated. When it's not going to benefit me, when it's not going to enhance my life, I don't have to embrace it. When it begins to make me feel fearful, not cautious, but fearful, and begin to have self-doubt, begin to weigh me down and question me and make me feel bad about the decisions that I make, because I believe that when I make a decision that's going to benefit me, that it's going to hurt someone else. No, it has to benefit you first so that you can benefit others. If you're not happy, if you're not being the best individual, then how can you assist and how can you service another individual? That's why I say we don't do competition. We don't have a need for anger and envy and jealousy, because that only breeds confusion, and confusion will bring about misguided intentions. Misguided intentions and misused energy that we should have been harnessing and putting to work in our own lives. So when I say not my reality, I mean we just need to step back and first acknowledge that we own the perceptions about life, and that we have our own perceptions about life, about love, about wisdom, and about our relationship with the Creator and our spirituality, and whatever is most importantly to you and to I. And we make every effort and every step on a daily basis to make that perception a reality, to further explore what really is my reality. What does it really look like for me? Whose reality have I been living, and is it truly one I want to continue to experience? See, you have to ask yourself if the life and the reality and the things that you accept in your life are truly what was given to you, what was assigned to you, or did you begin to pick up other people's positions and thoughts and realities because you believe that would make you more connected with them. But I want to emphasize that another person's perceptions are not your reality. Walk your journey seeking to discover what you should include in your life and avoid and remove what you should not include in your life. Be able to identify and affirm the purpose and the oneness with others. True, we need that. The interdependence must be there with others. But we got to maintain our own position and purpose and passion as an individual first, and be committed to that in its purest form, and make sure that you learn to remove those things from our minds that are untrue. And those things that are untrue, we need to stop repeating them. That's how it goes. If it's not your story, if your story is not about anger and pain and frustration and jealousy, then why even repeat it? If your story is not about feeling uppity or that you don't care for people, if that's not your story, don't repeat it. Don't even allow it to rest in your mind. That's what I'm talking about when I say don't repeat a story that's not yours. If your story is that you're never going to have a good relationship, and that's not your story, because the reality is you will. You will. You will not be alone because you're not alone now. Let's think more beyond exactly. We are right here in this moment. We're not going to pass. We're right here in this moment, and we are visualizing, planning, manifesting, and accepting that the plan we have, the goal that we have, is going to be a benefit to us right now in this present moment and also in our future. It is at that moment that we can share then and accept the truth, the love, the wisdom, the understanding, the gentleness, the kindness, the peace as prescribed for our lives. We can share that with other people and we can draw that onto us and we can begin to see it magnify all around us, everywhere we go, regardless of the environment, so that you can truly be in service to yourself and others who also may be going through this process. Not focusing on the setbacks anymore. We're focusing on the transformation. We're focusing on the journey ahead. We're focusing on the and shining our lights and rebuilding and restructuring that which we need to accept and that is waiting for us. Let these words impact and inspire you to pursue your life's purpose and to birth a vision. See, there's a vision inside each and every one of us, but some reason, somewhere along the line, we kind of get distracted. We get consumed with the things of the natural world, the things that tell us that, you know, you're a girl, you can't do this, you're too young, you can't do that, or, you know, you're this ethnicity, so this is limitations, and you can't do this. And at some point, we begin to really take that, and that vision gets cloudy. That vision is pushed down. But that vision is still waiting to be birthed within you. It's been growing. It's still there. Just uncover it and release it so that you can have a great moment today and a better tomorrow and exponential forever. Because that's at the moment when you have truly identified your true reality and activated it. That's all I'm saying today. Let's move toward that place of existence. That's all we have to do is be able to exemplify who we are and what we are. Not what others want us to be, but who we are truly. And I'm not saying, you know, we don't adjust some things to accommodate. I'm talking about being true to yourself first. Exactly. So with that, we're going to take a quick break here on Moments of Conversation. We'll be right back after these words.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, and we are back. Thanks again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. At this time, if you would like to get in and ask a question, make a comment, you can do so at 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135. I want to remind everybody that in 2014, we will be having the Soul Escape Cruise. It will be a cruise that you will not want to miss. It will be filled with speakers and musicians and just great opportunities for you to continue to have your soul escape to that place to explore, seize, and communicate every possibility, that is emerging around you. That's what we're talking about here on Moments of Meditation. That's in 2014, in the summer, in the spring, late spring of 2014. You can join us there. And we are also working on that. So you can definitely keep your eyes and ears open as that comes forth. Also reminding you that beginning in April of 2013, this April coming up, I will be featured in a one-woman show that plays homage to the life and legacy and music of Miss Phyllis Hyman. She is a jazz phenomenal vocalist that's just filled with emotion and power. And she also had tremendous grace and beauty, and she was able to work music. So I've been invited to play that role, and to it will be coming to a city near you. And if you don't find it on our calendar for, to be in your city, definitely contact us. Find someone that can get us to your city to put it on. So, again, thank you so much all for joining us. If you go to my website, you'll see the latest products. I do have T-shirts up. I do have my books still on sale. And you can become a part of that. How about that? And so don't think you're missing out at one moment. And we will be continuing the reality tour after the holidays. We do take breaks because it's difficult to get people out, and you don't want to, you know, go between there and here. But we're able to do what we need to do to make sure everyone is in order, not being taken away from that quality. So on our way out, I'm going to play a little something from Phyllis Hyman just to take us out on our way on today. Again, I am here Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 East Coast Time. And you can find us here every Tuesday and Thursday at that time. If you want to follow me, my website is on my page, but I'll give it to you again. It's at afuaspeaks.com, EFUASpeaks.com. My name just simply means innovator, bringer of change, and that's exactly what I strive to do every day, whether I'm on the radio program or just speaking to you somewhere in person. So it's a great opportunity for us to, I'm trying to find the song while I talk, great opportunity to come and share this time with you, and I enjoy you. Remember that your true reality is what belongs to you, not the one that someone else has forced you to react to, not the one you have agreed to react to, not the one that you are hoping no one will place upon you. So with that, remember, strive every day, and when things begin to cry out loud, and say to them, when things begin to overwhelm you, I should say, cry out loud and say, that's not my reality. Go back, resolve within yourself to accept that which you are. That is the greatness, that is the power, the strength, the beauty, the intellect, the courage that you have to go forward, to birth that vision that was given to you that we are waiting for. You are truly the one we are waiting for here in this place and time. So with that, I'm going to leave you with a tune by Phyllis Hyman, and we'll see you again on next Tuesday. And we're going to have a guest. Her name is Spitfire. Her name is Spitfire, and she will be Spitfire Shine, and she's also a great spoken word artist, and she'll be joining us. So with that, continued peace and blessings. For joining us here on today. If you missed any of the program, you can please go back into our archives. You can also like me on Facebook as Marian Afua, as well on Twitter and LinkedIn. We'll be here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. East Coast Time. Thanks again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. We'll talk to you soon.